19 years ago this week, a woman on an evening run through Central Park was brutally attacked, raped, and left for dead. For years, her identity was kept a secret. She was known only to the world as the Central Park Jogger. And this morning, Tricia Miley is in studio with us, and she is here because she is in the Twin Cities, going to be in St. Cloud tomorrow afternoon to talk about her experience and her survival and her recovery and hope and perseverance, and really is an honor to meet you and a delight. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you, Susan.
You have a great deal of happiness on your face and exuberance, and I wonder, has that been a long road to get to this smiling face?
You know, there's been a lot of hard work in this process, but, you know, I've been feeling sort of very positive. I can't say since the very beginning, because I actually have no memory of the attack and the following just about 6 weeks. So I don't remember going running or the attack or being raped or most of the time in the acute care hospital. And that is probably, or not probably, it is when I was at my lowest. And it's not that then when I start to remember things, suddenly I'm fine, like it is in the movies, and, oh, my God, you look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I was surrounded by such love and support, kind of from the obvious places of my family and close friends, but people from all over the world, you know, sent cards and letters to me, and people prayed for me. And I just know that all that made a difference. And of course, I had fabulous medical care, and I wouldn't be here without that. But, you know, as far as kind of moving forward and reclaiming my life, I think so much of that is a function of the support I received. And that's one of the messages that I want to give to the professionals in brain injury at the conference in St. Cloud.
Right, because you're speaking, you go around now and speak about your life and your recovery and your experience and the trauma you went through. But you can really speak to different groups about different things because you're I don't want to call it an accident. You're the incident.
Incident, right. I say it was no accident.
No, it was no accident, but it deals with sexual abuse. It deals with trauma. It deals with brain injury. So there's something to say to each of those areas.
Yeah, I speak all around the country to different groups. You know, I talk to businesses about resilience and, you know, and dealing with change. And I speak to brain injury associations and sexual assault centers and healthcare institutions, hospitals, and such, about hope and healing. And it's a, you know, it's a combination of letting people know that they can do so much more than they ever thought possible, regardless of what their challenge is. But it's also letting those who are caregivers know that what they do makes a difference and the importance of reaching out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think the idea that life, we're not guaranteed a happy life free of suffering. We're not guaranteed a happy life free of negativity and horrible situations, right, that you had to go through. But a lot of us do have to go through horrible things. And the idea being that we can persevere. And is that kind of the message of hope, that we're not guaranteed a life?
That's it. You can can do it.
I mean, I think anyone that's had hardship, yeah, not to your degree, because I think, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there were days where you just said, I'm done. I can't do any more physical therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard was your road back.
I mean, it was, and I honestly, I don't remember feeling like, oh, I just can't do this, because thankfully I kept seeing small improvements every day. Maybe I could walk a little bit further on the parallel bars, or I could read another paragraph in a magazine article and remember it. Now, those are pretty small things, but to see that progress was a tremendous self-esteem booster. And that, you know, allowed me to keep pushing, you know, pushing to the edges of what was possible. And you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, we all go through hardships of all different kinds. And I was going to say they're all very personal, but it may be a loss. You know, you're going through a breakup in a relationship, or there's a death in the family, or, you know, someone has cancer or something.
Or you lose your job, or
right,
what have you, or you're jolted.
Right.
It's like this, whoa,
And it's not that I always say in suffering there's no hierarchy that where one is worse or better than another. When you're in the middle of it, it's horrible for you. And so, you know, what I try and do is to share lessons that were helpful to me that helped me to reclaim my life.
And a part of that, as I'm picking up on it, is to, if you are in this place or have been or know someone who is, to try to help to focus on the progress. You know, I think I read that somewhere, to look at how far you've come rather than...
Exactly. It's to be proud of what you can do rather than focusing on what you can't. And it seems, and I'm that way too, so easy to say, I can't do this anymore, or this is really giving me a problem. But wait a minute. It's in a way, it's to be mindful, to stop and take a step back and say, yeah, but look at what I have. You know, and look at the people around me and the beauty of nature and such and how that can give you, you know, a source of life and moving forward.
Were you this kind of person before being attacked, or have you grown into this kind of person?
It was a long time ago, so and I was never tested like this before.
Sure.
But I think I was, glass half full rather than half empty. But I tell you, this experience has just shown me, you know, the beauty in all of us, of how people just reached out to me and what a difference that made.
Right. And then that you can then pass along to someone else if someone else is in a bad spot. And try to at least be a ray of sunshine in someone's life.
And to let them know, too, that there are many organizations out there, like the Brain Injury Association of Minnesota, that offer help and assistance and provide support. And I think so often, whatever our situation is, we feel very alone and isolated. And, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to seek that help and say, you know what, I need some assistance. But there are these organizations out there that can help and change your life.
I just know that when you're in isolation and feeling sad, to reach out for help is just, you know, that was always a struggle for me, that when I was like drowning in the river and someone would reach out with a stick to try to help me, but I just couldn't even grab out for the stick. And it's like you have to at least make the effort to grab the stick to get the help.
Right.
So and awesome. Again, our guest is Tricia Miley. She is, I hate to call you the Central Park jogger, but I suppose you sort of come to accept that to some degree no?
I mean, I do, because I think it's also a sign of healing and recovery.
So happy to have with us in studio Tricia Miley. She is the Central Park jogger. She is the woman who has persevered and triumphed, I would say, over what many of us, I guess, looking at it, you think, I don't think I could have done it. I think I would have just locked myself in a room and said, I'm never going outside. I mean, do you still run? Do you have any fear?
sorry, that's any fear. I do still run, and running again was an important part of my recovery. And actually, I'm gonna put in a little plug for the Achilles Track Club, which has a chapter right here in Minneapolis that meets every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the YMCA on Hennepin, I think, in Uptown.
Okay,
Achilles is a worldwide organization that encourages people with all kinds of disabilities to participate in running. And the first time I went was just a couple of weeks out of a wheelchair, and I could barely walk, but it felt so good and it filled me with such hope. And I think, you know, having that sense of hope was something that was so important to me, I think, for all of us, because I believe that then possibility emerges, no matter what your situation is.
Mm-hmm. And I asked about fear. I mean, do you ever have nightmares? Is there stuff?
No, thankfully, I think in large part because I have no memory of the attack, and that's a physiological thing from the brain injury. And I think, you know, nearly 100% of people with brain injuries don't have a memory of the event. So I don't have flashbacks. I don't have nightmares. Yet, I do have to live with the after effects of the attack every day, and it's things like some problems with balance and some double vision and no sense of smell. But it's things that on the physical side.
You have no sense of smell?
No. Which sometimes can be an advantage, especially in New York City.
Yeah, when you walk by a bad garbage can.
Right. And there are, you know, there are also some cognitive deficits, but thankfully they are very subtle. And, you know, sometimes if too much is going on, I can get anxious and it's difficult to prioritize. But I'm so grateful for, you know, how I've progressed.
Yeah. And you do yoga.
I do yoga and I love it. And I do still run, but not with the compulsion, you know, that I had been running with. And on kind of the irony is that, you know, my obsessiveness with running nearly killed me, but it also helped to save my life because I was in such good shape. And so I really believe that exercise in moderation is very important for all of us. And there are studies out there showing that.
But you certainly have seen it and lived it yourself.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yes.
So what is your message, your most important message tomorrow in St. Cloud to the group of people? That, and we want to remind people that they can actually still come, and there are tickets available, so we'll let them know how to do that. But what
okay.
would be your message?
Well, I have two messages.
Two
if
messages.
That's okay.
Please.
One for the professionals in brain injury, and that's who the conference is for, is to let them know that their care and their support makes such a difference. And it's very simple, but it is so true, and I will tell them stories about that. But just to really take a step back to remember, oh, yeah, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then for survivors who are there, because my talk is being open to the public, too, that they can do so much more than they ever thought possible. And part of it is to focus on the right here and now and what they can do.
That is marvelous. And again, there are tickets. It's $25 for the general public, but you can go right to the door. It is in St. Cloud at the St. Cloud Civic Center at 4:15 in the afternoon. And you get a lot of people coming up after. I imagine you almost have to, I bet you could be there for hours visiting with people about their own stories because people like to share.
That's right. And I think one of the best things about doing this speaking is hearing all the, you know, the wonderful stories and that sharing. And I think in some way, my sharing my story gives people permission to share theirs. And that's part of healing also.
And maybe offers them the window to reach out for help if they're feeling alone.
Right. Yeah. And also the sense that, hey, if she can do this, then I can too.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we want to say the phone number for tickets is 1-800-669-6442. And we'll put that on our website, WCCO Radio, so people can find it there. That's pretty easy and call and come see you.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
It really was nice to meet you, and you really are an inspiration. And you're beautiful.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to exercise and do yoga.
Okay.
Thank you, Tricia.
Thanks a lot.
Tricia Miley, again, talking about her experience, the Central Park jogger tomorrow at the Civic Center.